Hi, this is Suze Nevicott and welcome to the Studio Insider Art Podcast. In these episodes, I throw open the doors to my art studio practice and how I run my business as a professional artist. I hope my journey can inspire and help you feel a bit more at home in your own. Hey friends, and welcome to episode 116. It's been a while between episodes, so in this chat I'm filling you in on some rather big changes that have been happening in my art practice and, well, my whole life as a consequence. As I've been working on my latest solo exhibition, I've been working intimately with historical sources for the first time, and it's lit a big fire in me for this method of making research-based artwork. It gradually became clear to me with my art history background that what I had created already would be a great foundation for a master's project. This raised the question for me, is returning to postgraduate research something that's calling to me after 25 years away from academia? As it turns out, there were so many yeses that have presented themselves to this question over the past 6 months that this is indeed what will be happening in about 3 months' time. So join me for this cozy studio chat as I walk you through how this latest evolution in my art career has transpired and why I've made the choice to return to life as a postgraduate student. And if you're a visual person like me and you'd like to see me in the studio alongside some lovely footage of me painting for my latest exhibition, An Ornamental Education, then be sure to pop on over to YouTube and check out the video over there. Okay, let's get started. Hi guys, and welcome back to the studio. It has been quite some time since I last checked in with you, so I've got lots to share today in today's vlog and podcast. So let's get started. For those of you who haven't been here before, my name is Susan Nevicott and I'm a professional artist, and I love sharing all kinds of things about what I'm up to in the studio. So today will be a nice old long catch up on what I've been up to and all the huge changes that are actually taking place in my life and my practice at the moment that has been sort of gradually building up momentum over the past few months. I have been mostly working toward painting for my upcoming exhibition, which opens on the 8th of March at the Art Gallery of Ballarat. So that is my second solo exhibition, and I've been working away on that for about the last year, and it has taken a lot of my attention, and it has also really radically transformed the way that I make art. So I really wanted to talk about that today because it has changed my practice, I think, probably permanently for the future, and also the directions that I have been treading in my art business and my art practice have also been changing hugely over the past 6 months or so. So I wanted to just talk to you a bit about that and how things have been growing and changing for me. So I hope you'll come along for the ride. I've checked in a few times over the past year in the midst of working towards this exhibition and working really closely with botanicals from my own environment and also with historical research that I've been doing relating to my art practice. And that started off really with a visit that I did to the Art Gallery of Ballarat. The program that I am participating in as an exhibitor is the Backspace program, which is the space that they give to emerging and mid-career artists within the art gallery space to have an opportunity to exhibit in a public art gallery. And I was so excited to get one of those spots. It was pretty competitive to get one, and I got one, and also Steph, who many of you will know from the podcast, also got one of those spots, which I think she's coming up immediately after me in the next exhibition. And it was an amazing opportunity for me to be able to engage with the collection that they have at the Art Gallery of Ballarat, particularly the collection that they have of early Australian botanical artists. They have a great collection that I knew they had because I'd been to an exhibition some years ago called Capturing Flora. I think it was about 12 years ago. It opened just after we moved here to Ballarat. Absolutely gorgeous exhibition that a survey exhibition really looking at the history of botanical art in Australia from very early on until the present day. And so I knew from that catalogue that there was some really amazing pieces there. And it's an area that I've been really interested in investigating more. And so when I got this exhibition opportunity, I contacted the lovely curatorial staff there, and they very kindly let me into the collection to have a look at those works in person, because many of them are on paper, they're watercolours and lithographs, and also rare books that they have in their collection. So I was actually able to go back behind the scenes and have a look at what they had in that collection. I think I talked about that a bit more in a previous vlog where I went to the State Library Victoria and kind of continued that process. But doing that really lit a fire inside of me. In terms of the way that I was bringing that historical information back to the studio and then engaging with that information inside my art practice. And that was something that was fairly new to me in my art practice. I've come around to my art practice in a bit of a circuitous route, in the sense that my main career was as a fashion designer, and I really only started to paint in earnest after I had my children, just before I turned 40. So it was a really exciting thing for me to go and look at that historical information. But the thing that also happened in that process was that I remembered in a very real way my training as an art historian, which was what I actually did at university. I was at Melbourne Uni for 6 years. I studied fine arts, which was all theory-based art history. And I did my honours degree, and I did very well in that, and I got a scholarship and did 18 months of the master's, and I was very deeply immersed in the academic art historical realm. I was lecturing and tutoring and sort of on that runway to pursue an academic career when I decided to leave, because I realised that I actually wanted to make things, and that's when I went off and became a fashion designer. So when I went back into that collection at the Art Gallery of Ballarat, all of those skills and all of that passion for art history awakened in me and really led me back down that road of inquiring deeply into the history. But then I had this other added element of looking at my art practice and how that has actually transformed and changed. So then bringing all of that historical information back to my art practice was incredibly exciting and new. And I knew that this was the way a lot of more academically based artists worked, working really deeply with historical research, cultural research, all different types of research, and bringing that information back and engaging with it creatively and allowing that to inspire and help them to build out artwork that actually becomes a conversation that's partly to do with the history and the culture and partly to do with the new reflection on that work that's being brought forth through the artwork. And this was not an area of art making that I'd really been engaging in. I had very much focused on personal healing at the beginning of my art journey and engaging directly with the materials and directly with my own creativity and really getting down and dirty in the studio and playing with paint and mark making and evolving a style that felt very my own, which has been an absolutely wonderful process. And I'm so glad that I did it that way, because the way that I've engaged with my art process in my formative years of being an artist, in those emerging artist years, has very much been based in my own enjoyment and satisfaction of the urge to play creatively and engage deeply with my materials. So I feel like I kind of did my apprenticeship at that time and also evolved a style that has become known as my own, and have been able to establish myself with a reasonable amount of success in, I guess, more of a commercial art realm, in terms of I license my work to various different companies, to wall decor companies, to jigsaw puzzles, to Birkenstock sandals. I've done all kinds of collaborations and continue to do those with the artwork that I've made, which has been wonderful. And I've also sold my work all over the world and had an incredible ride thanks to the golden years of Instagram. My work has flown far and wide over the world. But something happened to me last year as I've been working through this exhibition, which has really changed how I want to pursue my art in the future. And that has been confirmed for me through this process I've gone through of actually engaging with history, really deeply with history, and actually doing historical research and looking at historical artifacts and books and artwork and documents, and bringing that experience to the studio and creating work that is related to that as much as it is to my own personal response. And it's been really exciting for me. It has satisfied a part of me that I didn't even really know until I did it was missing. That intellectual part of myself, which was such a huge part of my education and my early years that I deeply loved at the time, is something that hasn't really been present necessarily in the way that I've been creating my artwork. I'm sure I've used a lot of those skills in a lot of the things I've done in my art business, such as creating podcasts and blogs and e-courses, and all of that education has helped me with each part of those process. But I'm talking about the academic research and the passion I have for actually digging into history and allowing the ideas that I have about history and the way it affects who we are today to be part of my creative process is something that's new and so exciting for me. I seriously doubt that it's going to be as exciting for a lot of the people that have come to follow me over the years via social media, for example. I've created art up until now that's had a lot of popular appeal and continues to do so, and I'm not going to stop making that kind of art. I want to be very clear about that. I feel like there is such a place for the art that I've been making for the last sort of 8 to 10 years of my life that has become very popular and has that appeal, that I never want to give that up. I think it's beautiful and it has a place, and it's actually become a really important source of income for my business. But what I have realized is that there is a part of me that needs to engage much more deeply with this history and the story of art, and that I actually want to participate in the creation of that history, of the way that we see art and the conversations we have about art and how the art of the past affects the way we see the world today and what lessons are present there and the reflections that we can have that can make our life richer today. I want to be part of that conversation. And that is something that happens in an academic world, in a world that I'd walked away from, the world of academic institutions, universities, institutions. It's a world I thought I had left behind me and that I wasn't going to be returning to anytime soon. Not for any reason apart from that I'd just moved on. So it's been really surprising for me to find myself stepping back into that academic art world and finding great value there for me. And I also have discovered things there that previously didn't exist in the academic art world when I was in it that have made it possible to pursue the creation of art and also historical research and creating work out of research that didn't exist when I was at university, or at the very least were in their infancy and being developed as an actual academic discipline. So the thing that I discovered this year as I've been going through this process of engaging with art in this way and realizing that I think that's a road that I want to delve into more deeply, has been investigating, well, do I actually want to return to the academic art world? Is that something that's calling to me? And I first had that idea pop into my head probably about 6 to 8 months ago. I started playing with that idea again and putting it aside because I didn't really want to open that can of worms. I have a lovely art studio life and business set up, and it was sort of like, well, do you really want to reinvent the wheel again? So I kept putting it aside, but this path just kept unfolding in front of me that was leading me in that direction. It was quite amazing. I started making inquiries at just to people that I knew that were doing postgraduate work and kept discovering things that kept pulling me in that direction. One of the things that I discovered in the process of researching if perhaps going back to study was something that I wanted to do was discovering that there is a whole new realm of inquiry and a discipline of art, which is practices research, which is a fairly new arm of a discipline in the academic world, which actually regards art practice as a way of a valid and academically refined now, wasn't back in the 90s when I was at uni, but an academic framework for this exists now, of actually creating artwork that responds to research that you do, and that the outcomes that come out of those inquiries and the act of creating out of that brings forth knowledge that actually can't be found in any other way. And it's an extremely exciting area to me, and it was something that I really didn't even know existed until fairly recently, because I'd stepped out of that academic art world. And I won't go into it too much today because it's too much of a can of worms, and I also feel like I need to learn more about it before I talk to you guys more about it. But that was one of the things that made me go, okay, this could really be a possibility for me, looking at going back to do some postgrad work in that kind of an arena. So that was the first thing. The second thing that I found out in my inquiries, talking to other students that were doing masters and PhDs in the realm of visual art in my local town at our local university, Federation University, was that research degrees can be done with a fee offset scholarship, which means that you don't actually pay anything to do your master's or your PhD if you're doing it by research, that when you apply, you also apply for the fee offset, and if you get in, you automatically get that. So effectively, it's free. So that was the second thing that just made me think, okay, this is almost too good to be true, and I almost can't believe that this is happening. because I'd actually been thinking, well, if I was going to return to study, how was I going to make the money that I needed to fund doing going back to do postgrad work? So that was the second thing that just made it all a little bit too easy and appealing, was that I didn't actually have to give up any money. I'll of course have to give up money in terms of income to do it, but I don't actually have to pay for it. Then I was like, well, can I actually do postgrad in visual art? Because I don't technically have a visual art degree. So I have a degree with honours in fine art, which was all theory based. It wasn't practice based. So I wasn't even sure I could get into a master's or a PhD in visual art because I don't have a visual art degree. But as it turns out, the admission requirements for doing a research degree of this kind is a arts degree with honours with a fairly decently high grade, which I had. So I did have the requirements to get into this course that I wanted to do. So I had to apply. I had to go first of all and meet with the potential supervisor in the department here and talk about the project that I had in mind to see if it was a good fit, because I only take on a couple of students each year. And I also had to contact my old university, Melbourne Uni. I had to get in touch with some of my old lecturers and tutors to see if they remembered me for a start, and I also had to testify to my academic fitness. So I had to check in and say, hey, I don't know if you even remember me. I studied here about 25 years ago. 20 years ago? 25? Oh gosh, don't even get me started. It was a long time ago. And yeah, they remembered me, which was lovely, and they remembered me fondly, and they all were happy to recommend me to the department. So long story short, except for that I've just talked about it for about 20 minutes, I will be starting my Master of Visual Art by Research this year, mid-year. I will be beginning my research project and going back to uni, going back to being a researcher, a postgraduate researcher. So I am so extremely excited about this. The little nerd in me, and I have a big nerd in me, actually, not a little nerd in me. I'm a very nerdy person. I've always have my head poked in a book. I'm constantly researching and reading, and I have a pretty big library, which I'll have to show you guys one day. I can't tell you how excited I am and how right this direction feels for me, because a master's by research is assessed partly by exhibitions. So I will be researching and making artwork all along the way. So it's sort of this tandem process of researching and getting data and information and looking at beautiful old historical source material in my area of interest around botanical art and the history of female painters of flowers. And then creating artwork. So it's this dance between the two, but also it's also partly assessed by what's called exegesis, which is similar to a thesis. It's a shorter document, however, it accompanies the exhibition and contains the theoretical and his research components that I've done alongside the artwork. So it's such a perfect fit for me. I'm really ready to do that research again and write again. I have never stopped making content in alongside my artwork. I've always been making podcasts or blogging or YouTube videos or e-courses. I've always made artwork and had another intellectually demanding project going on the side because I need that kind of stimulation, and I really enjoy that kind of stimulation and that kind of multi-level and multidisciplinary approach to art making. I don't want to just make art all the time. I want all those other aspects to be present. And the thing that I learned this year through working towards this exhibition and working in this way that I'm going to continue to work in as I progress into doing my postgrad just feels right and perfect, and I'm ready for it, and I'm ready to engage in that way again. So that is my really big news for the start of 2024. I won't be starting it yet, but I'm definitely sort of on that runway to starting it. And before I start, I've got some big projects on the go. As you know, I've been working towards this exhibition, which is going to be, I've only got about, well, from the time of filming this, I think it's about 6 weeks or something until the exhibition opens, but I have to have the work completed in a month. So I'm on that tail end of working toward the exhibition now, and that's going to keep me pretty busy. So I'm really looking forward to that, but so excited to see what follows up behind that and how I'm going to investigate work from this direction into the future. So over the next month, I'll be working like mad on my exhibition and putting together more of these botanical pieces that I've been working on. And I'm really excited about that. Okay, I think that probably brings us to the end of today's conversation. It's lovely to check in with you and let you know about what's coming up for me this year and all the changes that have been taking place in my art practice. I'm really excited about this new direction for me. I don't have no idea if this will be interesting for any of you out there that are artists. I'd really love to hear from you in the comments, or come over onto Instagram and let me know there, or come and drop a line into the YouTube video comments to let me know. What do you think? Like, does this resonate for you? How is your year looking? What changes might be transpiring for you in your art practice and your studio life? I'd really love to hear more about it. Take exquisite care of yourselves until I see you, hopefully, in the not too distant future. Catch you next time. Bye. You can see more of my art over at susannevicott.com, and if you're interested in learning from me or checking out the podcast notes and YouTube videos, then pop on over to susannevicottstudio.com. If you love what you're hearing, then consider leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts and perhaps even snapping a screenshot of this episode and posting it to Instagram stories. Be sure to tag me so I can say hi. I've also recently started a Ko-fi page, so if you'd like to show your support for what I'm creating through this podcast and YouTube channel, then please consider leaving me a tip at the price of a coffee. That would be so appreciated. Every little bit helps me keep creating for you. You'll find all the links in the description. Take exquisite care of yourselves, friends, and I'll catch you next time. Bye.